Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Open your Bibles to chapter 31 of Jeremiah. Israel is 60 years old, and where Jesus told us to watch the fig tree to know when he's coming. And in two chapters of Jeremiah, God gives an in-depth detail of how he's going to bring the Jews home and what will happen as he brings them back to the land of Israel. We read chapter 30 yesterday, and today we're going to read chapter 31. Remember, these two chapters are a book within a book. Chapter 31 and verse 3. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee, speaking of Israel, with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and you shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Now, where are these mountains of Samaria? They are on what the world calls the West Bank. When Solomon's sons fought and divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom was sometimes called Israel, sometimes called Ephraim. 10 tribes went there, and their capital city was in the land of Samaria, in the inheritance of Ephraim. So even though they were the worst ones, they were the ones who went off after idols, they were the ones that were scattered first, God says, you're even going to come back. You're going to come back, even the northern tribes. I'm going to bring you back even to Samaria. Now, folks, you need to know that Samaria is, the mountains of Samaria, are what the world calls the West Bank. And I want you to have that book, The Mountains of Israel. Order extra copies. Give them away, so that people can know what the Bible is talking about here. We're making that book available to you for $7 plus shipping this week. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as common things. For there will be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. Ephraim, Mount Ephraim, the capital of what the world calls the West Bank, is a city built there by Mayor Ron Nachman called Ariel. Some years, actually about 17 years ago, I was studying Hebrew in Netanya. And I wanted to go to what the world calls the West Bank. I wanted to see it. I wanted to take people there. And there was only one hotel. It had just been built. And people don't like to go. If you go with people to Israel today, they won't go much to what the world calls the West Bank. When we go there, when we go to the Elon Moray, when we go to Shiloh, when we go to the Mount of Blessing and Cursing, and we see all these things, we never run into tourists. Because it's past the green line, so-called green line. God doesn't have a green line. He's bringing them back home to what the world calls the West Bank. And those settlers, they know it. Now here's, all of this is talking about that part. And so about 17 years ago, I was at my school, and I had my tour at my school, and I was getting ready to take them then over unto Ariel. And one of my teachers at the school said, Are you going to go to Shomron? That's how you say Samaria in Hebrew. Yes. Are you going to spend the night? Yes. Let me show you something. And he showed me this word. Verse 6. There shall be a day that the watchman upon Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise, and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. He said that word watchman is not the word that we normally have for watchman, shomer. That word is notsrim. And he said that is our modern day word for Christians. We call them the notsrim. And he said, Jeremiah couldn't have known that. But he said, I believe this verse may be talking about you. I think you might be a part of the fulfilling of this prophecy. There shall be a day that the Christians will come upon Mount Ephraim and cry, Arise, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. In other words, the Christians will say, Yes, You're called, we're Zionist Christians. We believe that you're called to come to be a Zionist, or a Zionist means that you believe in the biblical promise to bring the Jews home. And so he said, I think that's you. And so I took my group and we went there. And it was at a time when they had stopped building of settlements. They're always trying to stop buildings of settlements. The Jews had come home. The wall had fallen. And the Jews were coming home from Russia. And they needed money. Israel needed money to take care of them. And the United States, though, the World Bank was going to loan it to them, European banks. But they said, you have to have the United States be the loan guarantor. And James Baker, Secretary of State James Baker, came to Israel and told Shamir, the Prime Minister, we'll sign the loan guarantees, but you have to stop this building on the West Bank. You have to stop it. And Shamir said he wouldn't do it. There came an election, the leftist government got in, and they said, all right, stop all the building on the West Bank, all the settlements. No new homes. Here in Ariel, they had a lot of Russians come home. They had built houses for them, and they wouldn't let them move into the houses. Ron Nachman met with my group. He's the mayor that built the city. And he said, you go home and get $1 from every Christian, and we don't have to have their money, and we'll build anyway. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. But I said, someone gave me $5,000 before we came to plant in Israel, and I want to plant it here with you. And I said, no strings attached, except for verse 5 of Jeremiah 31 says, you shall plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. I said, I didn't see any grapevines, and I'd like you to plant some grapevines with some of this money. He said, no, you're going to plant the grapevines. And so he called the Jerusalem Post. He got a Russian senior citizen choir. He called in the press, broke up the ground, bought the grapevines. And we started planting vines in Israel. He gave us t-shirts that said, you, that we have fulfilled prophecy. Gave us certificates. And every group that has gone since then, that's been 15 years and more, every group that has gone since then, we got vines all over that city. Other groups plant them too. This prophecy has come to pass. And I tell them when they're digging in the dirt and planting the vine, this is prophecy. And Ariel is here, fulfillment of prophecy. The world doesn't like it. They hate it. They hate the settlements. But God told them to go back on the mountains of Zion, of Ephraim, to plant vines, and you're going to see he tells them to build cities. Verse 7, for thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. I think, you know, the main nations, actually, the United States is one of those nations, and we get to shout in the United States. God brought them home. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, now I want you to get this. I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child and her that travails with child together. A great company shall return thither. I will bring them from the north country. If you go straight north from Jerusalem, you will come to Moscow. Now north, that's very significant. We're going to go back over to Jeremiah chapter 16 and verse 14. He talks about bringing them home from the north. Jeremiah 16, 14. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and that's capital. When you see L-O-R-D, capital, that's Jehovah, that it shall no more be said, Jehovah lives that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Jehovah lives that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he has driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave their fathers. He says, I'm going to bring them from all the lands, four corners of the earth. But he points out the northland. That was because Russia was so adverse to letting them go. Straight north, Moscow. God said, I'm going to be more famous for that, bringing them home from the north, than I was. It's going to take a bigger effort on my part than parting the Red Sea. He did it. The wall fell. The Berlin Wall fell. The teeth of communism was pulled, and the gates opened In 1991, they came back. There's been more than 1 million Jews come back from Russia. Now, you see everywhere signs are written in Hebrew and Russian because there are so many Russian Jews come home. Look what it says in Jeremiah 23. This is very interesting. Jeremiah 23, verse 7. He repeats what he said. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord lives, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Now, folks, I want to show you when he puts that in context. Go back to verse 5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah Sitkanu. This is the messianic kingdom. This is the kingdom of Jesus with David the under-ruler in the earth. And he says it's going to come near the time when I bring them home from the north country. Hallelujah! He's done it in our days. Verse 9. Chapter 31 again. They shall come with weeping and with supplication will I bring them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel. And Ephraim, that's the northern kingdom, that's the kingdom that rebelled against him so badly, that's the area of the West Bank. Ephraim is my firstborn. The 10 tribes who were the foremost sinners in rebellion against God, he says, I'm going to bring them home and I'm going to bring them back to their land. Get this, verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations. Remember, there's three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. Any Jew, any Gentile who gets born again comes in the church. They're no longer a Jew, they're no longer a Gentile, they're in the church. But now, if you're not in the group called the Jews, if you haven't been born again and come into the body of Christ, then you're still in what the world calls the nations. And he says, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. He's gathered them. He's now keeping them, though their neighbors want to blow them up. He's going to keep them like a shepherd does his flock. If you are interested in watching this great miracle and you want our teachings from last week on the radio, you can hear them online or you can order them on CD from us. $5 last week, $5 this week, plus shipping. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447. And request this radio teaching. We want you to have the book, The Mountains of Israel. That explains to you exactly what chapter 31 is about and how that God brought them home. Call us and order the book for $7. This is Billy Brim. Shalom.